Matt and CJ. I don't know where I should go. I'm stuck in traffic on the road. I got my down the radio. It's tuned to KROX. Let's go. 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 Let's go.
Woo! Just Matt and CJ, we have been begging you on the air. Well, we haven't been begged. You guys have just been nice and done it, but we've been taking votes on our Instagram and Twitter poll. I lost a sports bet this week.
Yeah, so you got to get punished.
That's right. Yesterday we dropped two Plinko chips into the punishment Plinko, and it came up two options. I could either do the cinnamon challenge. That's where you take a spoonful of cinnamon, hold it in your mouth, and try not to die, or eat Taco Bell's new chicken wings.
Yeah, Taco Bell has chicken wings. They're, I guess, nacho cheese spice dusted.
Yeah.
And they're only around until tomorrow. Tomorrow's last day.
And I was actually, honestly, in the poll last night, it looked like I was doing the cinnamon challenge for sure. No ifs, ands, or buts. But in 24 hours, it's absolutely flipped around. And looks like we are going to do the wings, except having a little difficulty tracking down those wings.
We can't find the wings. I've been to three Taco Bells today, and they are all quote unquote out.
Out?
Out is what they say.
Well, I just went to a Taco Bell. I don't want to say where it was, okay? And I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
The person I dealt with, a woman, was so friendly. In fact, maybe the friendliest person I've ever encountered at any fast food joint, and that includes those super nice Christian kids over at the Chick-fil-A, and the incredible people at a Pete Terry's. So, and that's saying a lot.
That's
high stakes. This woman could not have been any nicer. But I'm not sure that they knew that they were a Taco Bell. I don't know any other way to put it.
Really worked to get that out.
I just don't know that they knew which even fast food chain they were. It was, and I'm not trying to be, you know me, I try to have, I think the show, part of what we've done is we were both servers at some point in our life.
Yeah.
We have respect for
service
folks,
industry.
Don't want to look down my nose. I'm not, and I don't think it was a high situation. I just feel like maybe a lot of these businesses are having to hire in a hurry, not always time for
the training and the VHS tape done in time.
There was a chance that no one knew they were at a Taco Bell because of the questions being asked of me and then the answers I was getting of questions I was asking, but I don't even have the app, so I just went in, and you can't go inside, so I kind of went into the drive-thru and said, hey, here's what I'm trying to track down, here's why. Also, you know, I'm not trying to be a pain in the butt, but it's for a radio thing. I'll give you a great shout out.
Yeah.
And it was pretty clear that they were like, you might want to go to a Taco Bell for that. it was very odd situation.
That's so weird.
So, but like I said, the woman was trying so hard that I don't want to blast her because I don't want her getting in trouble.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it was just weird. And maybe it's weird because I'm not sure that the edict ever came down from on high at that particular Taco Bell that, hey, we make chicken wings.
We have wings now.
There's a good chance that somewhere there's a nice woman saying, hey, look, I talked to a pretty nice guy in a pickup truck today, and there's a good chance he doesn't know he's a people. Because I was just like, I'm trying to get the chicken wings. And she's like, baby?
We don't do that. We've got our man Spinny on the street right now, and he's not having any luck either. We're like, this is getting desperate. We cannot locate Taco Bell chicken wings.
Well, if we're going to make it happen.
We need them in 1 hour.
Say they're only supposed to be available until tomorrow, tomorrow, and they're not supposed to be available until after 2 p.m. I'm supposed to be punished. I love the idea of being punished by eating a food that a company is spending lots of money
to promote,
but the our audience has been like, yeah, that's a punishment. That's a bad idea.
Yeah, yeah. And we've all downloaded the app, and it's still no luck.
I almost feel the punishment, well, I wish Spenny had lost, because Spenny's the one being punished right now.
He's the one driving around town trying to find a Taco Bell with wings.
Anyway, if you're up in the Wells Branch area, and you see a big guy with a giant beard who looks happy and sad at the
same time,
that's Spenny. Give him a wave.
Yeah.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
Today's Today, I will let you, Matt Bearden, pick why today is the greatest.
I get to choose?
You get to choose. It's up to you. National Milk Day or Julius Caesar crossing the Rubicon?
I want to know what that phrase, crossing the Rubicon, really means.
Yeah,
I know that it means,
okay.
I know that when people say, oh, well, you've really crossed the Rubicon on this, that means you can't go back, right?
Yes. That's also the famous phrase, the die has been cast, or the die is cast. So, essentially at this time, Rome, the Roman Empire, Republic at the time, was governed by a triumvirate of
hey man, don't show off.
Pompey.
I don't need all this.
Crassus. Essentially, Caesar went to a big conquest in Gaul. He had to. He needed the money. He needed the fame. He needed to do that.
Right. And Gaul became Germany and France.
Yes, mainly France. Okay. He returns after his heroic battle at Alesia. The Rubicon was the northern border where which a general could not bring his army. The generals were not supposed to take their armies with them into the city of Rome itself.
Right, because if you had all these guys who were fighting for you, and then you just rushed into the city with all of your power, waving flags and storming a Capitol building or something, it would look bad.
Yeah, and you could take over and become a dictator.
Obviously, we've put that behind us.
So that's essentially what crossing the Rubicon means. And at this point, the triumvirate had been falling apart. Pompey and Caesar were related via marriage. Pompey's wife died. Crassus died fighting in the east. So there were only the two of them. Pompey raised an army. Caesar said, hey, it's time to take power. He crossed the Rubicon with his army, headed to Rome, and then Pompey fled. And it led to a long civil war in which Pompey was defeated. And as we know, Caesar became the first, I guess, emperor of the Roman Empire. They switched from republic to a one-man show.
Yeah, and then they kept emperors for quite some time, didn't they? Until it all fell apart.
A little bit, yes. He was stabbed to death on the 15th of March inside the Senate building by Brutus, Cassius, amongst others. His two supporters, Octavius and Mark Antony, then went into a civil war with each other where Augustus Octavius ended up becoming the first very big, important emperor of the Roman Empire.
Mark Antony didn't win that thing?
No, he got killed.
I thought
him
Mark
and Cleopatra
Antony,
both
he was,
died.
Because he was laying a pipe over here to kill Cleopatra, huh?
He was.
I mean, I appreciate your fancy knowing words and all that, but let's get down to what it's all about. I know Mark Antony's name. He's not just a recording artist.
No, he was one of Caesar's confidants and best generals.
Yeah, and then he got that Cleopatra action. That was a big deal back then.
It was. She was the Madonna, the Lady Gaga. What else would we call her? Kim Kardashian.
There you go.
Okay, yeah. She was the Kim K of the ancient world.
And then Mark Antony, he went.
I think Caesar was tapping that too.
Yeah, but Mark Antony moved in. He was the he's the Pete Davidson.
Uh huh. Yeah.
And Julius Caesar had to go back to just being happy about having Sunday gospel service and trying to sell some shoes.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how that worked.
Absolutely.
See, I'm trying to make history interesting to the peeps.
Yeah, yeah. The allegory of Kanye and Mark Caesar. Julius Caesar. So that's why today is the greatest in history. I hope you learned something.
I did learn something.
If you want me to spout a lot more stuff someday, I'll do it anytime.
You're probably going to do it tomorrow because it's just on the schedule.
Oh, I saw it.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
So we've been trying.
We interrupt this program to bring you breaking news coverage.
Okay, now you can
talk.
I
didn't know that was happening. My apologies.
No, my apologies.
We have been trying to find these Taco Bell wings. Listening audience have voted on our online poll that I should be punished for losing the sports bet, which I think is unfair because I've lost so few of them, that I should be punished by being forced to eat Taco Bell wings. Now, that tells me that you know something that I don't, listeners, if you're like, oh, that's what it should be.
Yeah.
You should have to eat these wings.
Oh, yeah.
That tells me that you all have tried them and know what's gone. But we now need to check in with Spencer Williams, our producer extraordinaire, who has been out on the streets looking for the Taco Bell wings via the app. We did get clarification that there were some wings up in Leander, only about an hour from here.
And you were a little up north, right?
I was a little up north, yeah.
Palmer Lane
Palmer
area.
Palmer Wells Branch area.
What's the report? You got a bag of Taco Bell right there.
Yeah,
what's
nothing.
In it?
Just some tacos I brought for you guys. No luck, man. But similar to Matt's experience, I walked in and it's the girl, the cashier, no one in the building but her. No customers or anything. I walk in. I'm like, oh, cool. You all got those wings, right? And she's like, yeah, we do. And I was like, yes. I go to order. I'm like, okay, give me an order of those wings. Give me these tacos. And she's like, someone from the back's like, no, we ain't got wings.
We ain't got wings. They're saving them for themselves.
We ain't got wings.
Damn
Are
it.
They saving them for themselves?
I don't
That's
know.
What there's, I was thinking.
Maybe it's become like a blockchain NFT type situation where there's a finite amount. So Taco Bell employees are saving them because then tomorrow, which is the last day, they're going to drive up the price and sell them for big money.
I was suspicious that something was up when I noticed that the wings had the word Supreme painted on the side of them in red and white. I realized there was going to be a problem with trying to obtain these things. So no go. You actually hit multiple on the way back in here.
Palmer. Well, I went to just the one Palmer on the west side.
There's
one on the east and west because I've ordered from both in the evenings before, you know.
So they don't remember you. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah. So I'm
you
like,
know,
right,
I do.
Cool.
I do the same thing when I go to the liquor store. I go to a different one, so they're not like, "Oh, this guy's a drunk."
Like this guy loves getting Taco Bell at 2 a.m. yeah, 1:30 yeah. a.m. Well, right before we close.
That's gonna. I mean, do you want to try to pivot to some other punishment for me? Do you want to pick up something else? Select something else that's gross out there? Or?
I got a story about something at Arby's coming up in the segment CJ's Fat that we could...
Let's talk about that because maybe that'll be the option for me. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's the thing I
have. Yeah, yeah. Or, I mean, we do have the spice in here, the second, the number two. But as you know, when I did that, I threw up almost instantly and then continued to and then just wallowed around in a pile of Legos and vomit in my own house.
That's like a normal weekend, though.
Yeah.
For you.
Party!
No, I read about last night how to beat the challenge, and I practiced it. I did 4 cinnamon challenges last night. This morning, I pooped an Altoid.
Oh, nice.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
Pediatricians are an incredibly reliable source of information.
They're literally doctors.
This is a big headline for parents. I think most parents out there understand that, but a rising and alarming number of parents are now turning to Facebook for help in raising their kids. They've said, hey, have you seen this? And there are a growing number of groups that say, hey, we know more than the doctors, and this is particularly alarming because there's a rise of something, and I'll say it one time, called urine therapy. I, from now on, will refer to it as
TT,
human lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
And this therapy says that by enjoying human lemonade, you can cut back on all kinds of problems and diseases. In fact, there are some people coming out and saying that the cure for COVID is enjoying human lemonade.
Did this start as a troll, like flat earth or birds aren't real? That
I feel
we've
like
reached the drink your own phase of
I feel
of
a little
living.
Bit like that's what's going on. There is a particular site called Vaccine Police. They posted a video telling people the antidote to COVID vaccine is to consume your own bodily waste. And they said COVID's the worst bioweapon. I now I'm getting off into left field.
Yeah, yeah,
what I want to bring you back to.
But it is happening. There's.
Well, not only is it happening, but here's something to at least kind of be aware of. I don't want to panic you. This isn't like, hey, they're putting razor blades in your kid's candy. But a woman kind of went viral over the weekend. It's funny I say viral when we're talking about this because she said that in order to get her kids to join in on the movement. She'd been mixing human lemonade with actual lemonade to create popsicles and that her kids were enjoying it thoroughly. Now, here's what really triggered people. She said not only is it popular with her kids, but her kids have been bringing friends over, and she's noticed a change in her kids' friends' mental ability, their energy, the color it's brought to their skin. I think
we call that anecdotal evidence, and it's
not only that. I think what we have is somebody who's a tiny bit off their rocker. Like I said, I don't have any evidence that this movement is exploding everywhere.
It's started with Bear Grylls,
but This one group has over 40,000 members who are talking about the benefits, and apparently there are a growing number of also groups that are just parents focused on this. I know that sometimes when kids are coming over to my house to spend the weekend, parents will ask me, do you have a... Do you guys have guns in the house? Do you guys have alcohol that would be within reach of children?
Yeah, yeah.
And sometimes...
Standard...
The first time it happened, it made me a little defensive, like, who do you think
well,
I
yeah,
am?
Yeah, I'm going
to
watch
And then
him.
I realized, oh, it's just a parent running down the checklist to know.
As anyone probably should, would, could.
Yeah. You may want to add to that checklist... If it's yellow, do you let it mellow or do you flush it down with the brown? Because I would rather not have it consumed by anyone.
Yeah.
It seems like there's enough for parents to concern themselves with. And I also will say, you know, as we do with most of our parent pickup things, this is general information for anyone out there.
Yeah.
Anyone out there. Don't eat a popsicle at a friend's house.
101X. Here's more Matt and CJ.
Arby's has a new sandwich that is allegedly so spicy, they automatically serve it with a milkshake.
Oh, so, okay, I'm listening.
Yeah, it's called the Diablo Dare Sandwich. There's a little gander at those. Super, super hot. It's probably a marketing kind of scheme, but I think we should add this bad boy to the punishment wheel.
Yeah, I'm all about that. In fact, I just thought they were coming out with a new chicken sandwich. I thought was the deal, but it's actually a hot sandwich.
Yeah, it's a brisket version, a chicken version. They've got five spicy ingredients: spicy seasoning, ghost pepper jack cheese, diced jalapenos, Diablo barbecue sauce made with four types of peppers. And a bun packed with chipotle pepper flakes.
Wouldn't it be nice if the fast food roast beef joint finally cracked the code to success and it was with chicken?
Yeah.
that is something. I do have respect because a long time ago, a lot of these places will hire these executive chefs. You know, McDonald's has executive chefs.
Yeah.
On the payroll, who are supposed to be, you know, mixing up the perfect flavors and how to
mass
make this
produce them and
right. I like that a long time ago, Arby's just hired like four
dudes
who were super high and just said, "Go at it, guys, go at it." That meat mountain they came out with,
yeah,
that was just everything that they make put on one,
in one thing, yeah.
Like that's just somebody saying, "Ah, F it, come on." You know, we know who our fan base is.
Yeah, dude, I love Arby's, and I'm probably one of the few people in Austin besides maybe Nick Savarino that regularly goes.
Comedian and Nick Savarino is a big fan. In fact, talks a lot about Arby's.
As a matter of fact, he has an Arby's tattoo.
Yeah.
I do. I'm not that big of a fan, but I go regularly, so I'm thinking since this is close to my house, we had trouble getting the Taco Bell wings. Let's add this bad boy to the punishment wheel.
Yeah, well, if you have trouble going regularly, you should
you
probably
won't now.
Hit up the... So, yeah, I mean, we should add this in there. I'm stuck. I don't know what we're going to do for... we'll talk about it
we'll
when
talk
we get
about
there.
That when the punishment comes up in 10 minutes. But this... The only problem I have with that is like, oh, yeah, I want to try that, but I can't do hot foods.
You can't.
I cannot.
Because of reflux or you're soft?
That too. I mean, I do love hot sauce and salsas, but I can't do this stuff. So if I lose, it's going to be a punishment for me. But you love this stuff.
Hell yeah.
I love hot foods.
Yeah, you've also done the like that hot sucker and hot chip challenge and all that crap without a problem, right?
I wouldn't say without a problem. I mean, no, the one chip challenge wasn't a big deal. I've done a hot ones before that I got invited to do, which
nice.
Was really fun. And that was definitely, I mean, like the last wing I ate was, it just ruined my night. It sucked. I love spicy food. I don't like something that's so hot that it just ruins your day. That's no fun.
It's miserable.
I
did the challenge at Buffalo Wild Wings for like a radio thing years ago.
Yeah.
And the heat I could handle. But they had just got these bad boys out of the fryer, and you have like 5-10 minutes, whatever the amount to do it. I'm trying, but it's
so
literally burning.
Physically hot. Yeah,
yeah, the grease is burning my lips. It was. I felt like crap
they
afterwards.
Feel like it's so hot. They're like, oh, you big baby.
Yeah,
like,
that was. No, yeah, it was at a radio thing in front of like my tens and tens of fans.
Yeah, Pluckers makes some bad boys up there. They're super, super hot ones that. They're brutal on your lips. So you're trying to eat, and they're not nearly as bad on your tongue and gullet as they are on your lips. They'll light you up. But I like a lot of that spicy stuff. I really hate spicy bros. It's you know, like dudes who are, it's like a, they see it as a sign of manliness.
You know, one of those guys.
Yeah, dude. And they're just like, oh, yeah, this is nothing. This is nothing. And I'm like, look.
You're sweating, bro.
It's like, I don't eat for competition. I eat for pleasure. Same. So I find something that's enjoyable. It's great. If it's too hot, I'm like, yeah, that's too hot.
Too hot.
They're like,
oh,
dude.
You're
no way. I'm like, okay, if you feel better, you go right ahead. So I'm not going to dog you for not liking spicy food, but I don't want to hang out with you.
You're going to watch me eat that, and you're going to dog me because I'm such a wuss. But maybe I'll drown it in some of my favorite Arby's sauces. Number one, Red Ranch. Number two is that nacho cheese.
Never had
Number
Red Ranch.
Number three is the Red Ranch is what they, you have to ask for it specially. It comes in a cup. It's what they make the main Arby's sandwich with, the beef and cheddar. It's that like sweet, almost. It kind of tastes like
ketchup and ranch.
Russian dressing a little bit. It's a little sweeter. It's
not
good.
Just the regular. You're not talking about Arby's.
It's
sauce?
Not Arby's sauce. It's Arby's Red Ranch. It is their best sauce.
Get at not.
And if you go to an Arby's, ask for the Red Ranch. It's great for dipping your curly fries into. Oh, not as good as dipping them in the Jamocha shake, but still, the Red Ranch.
How'd you find
the
secret menu type thing out? How'd you find that out?
I know a lot of Arby's. I know a lot that I can't tell.
101X, Matt and CJ.
It's time for the punishment phase of our sports bet. We did a poll yesterday after Matt dropped the Plinko chips.
That's right.
We had two things. You either got to eat a spoonful of cinnamon.
Right.
Or get some Taco Bell wings in your tummy.
Correct. And the poll shows... the people want me to eat the wings.
Yeah, heavily favored for that on at just Matt and CJ. However, the three of us spent all afternoon trying to procure some Taco Bell wings.
Right.
Haven't been able to do that.
Right.
We got a phone call off air.
Yep.
I think we might have a line on some. Check this out.
Hey, I got some Taco Bell wings for you.
Do you really?
Yeah, I'll be there in like 15 minutes.
Hell yeah.
Do you really have them?
Yeah.
Why do I feel scared of you right now? Okay, yeah, it's creepy call.
Okay, so now I think we should present you with the choice of either eating those creepy wings brought to you by a listener or the cinnamon, because here's the deal. Everyone in the office, Momo, Vivi, Eric, Brenna, all of our social media, office wives, background team, they think it's BS with the wings, and they're like, he has to do the cinnamon. The wings
Why?
Aren't funny. Well, the wings are a delicious little treat.
What do you mean they think it's BS? They're they're the social media people, right?
Yeah, they think...
Because I'm going to go right now.
They think
and
you
what I
need
know.
To do cinnamon.
Okay, let me ask you something, social media experts in the building. I'm looking at who voted yesterday. It's a 5-3 ratio, people voting. Do we want to let down Turtle_V77? Does that person not have an actual voice anymore? How about Jamontes 21 or my goodness, Casey? Are you telling me Casey Wilkes doesn't matter and her vote doesn't matter?
I'm not saying
because
that.
Because to me, good social media is if you take the time to vote, it should count for something. How about this? Misha Sturges. I'm seeing people who've been Tater Tot 83 and Red Robot Cake.
Hell yeah.
Are they not to be respected? Are we not to respect... Kathleen Lasabiovia, or wait a minute, Spencer voted for me to get to.
Spencer voted?
What did I vote on?
What'd you vote on, Spinny?
You voted Taco Bell wings.
Hell yeah. I wanted to see him and try some too behind the scenes.
Don't feel left out because the CJ Morgan also voted for Taco Bell
man,
wings.
Oh man, I forgot you can see the analytics on this.
I can see the analytics, and here's what I'm. Oh, here's laser. I can't say it out loud, but there's some really good names out there. And I'm saying these are the people who've spoken up. And if you want to be good on social media, then be social.
Okay.
Then but here's another thing I want to say about that. I'm kind of with Vivi and Momo and Eric and the rest of the crew because, are you ready?
Yeah.
I'm afraid that guy has run a bunch of wings across his butt crack.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
kind of, the way he did that laugh.
Let's listen to that laugh again.
That's a guy who's taking food. That's stranger food coming to me.
Stranger, it could be LSD, which we'll talk about later. It could be, as you said, Heine tinkles. It could be anything.
Like, that's not going to have that Uber Eats seal on it. You know what I mean?
No. Usually when fans of the show have brought us food, it's been delivered by a third-party vendor we trust, Uber Eats, DoorDash, Favor, whatever. It's stapled. It's got the bag. It's got all that.
Right.
So,
but instead we have this guy that we're relying on. Yeah, that's instant death, dude.
Well,
I almost would rather start vomiting from this. I'm not trying to weasel out.
You're the one
that didn't do his punishments. Okay,
I've done my punishments.
Like, I feel like you're trying to make it look like I'm the guy who doesn't do his punishments.
No. I'm giving you.
And you've already talked me into buying a hell of a lot of crypto where I lost my ass. Okay,
dude, it's a radio show. We got to do the shock jock zany stunts in order to get people to like us.
Zip-pow.
Here's my proposal.
Okay.
I say, because everyone in the office is waiting to come in here and see you do this, I say we hang for a minute, we come back, we wait for these wings to get delivered to the front desk.
See if they even show up. The guy said 15 minutes.
If they show up.
Also, get Tommy, our security guard, who happens to be licensed to carry a weapon in the state, get him to get me a photo off of the cameras. Because I want to see what Mr. looks like.
Okay,
before I put his butt crack in my mouth.
Okay.
Matt and CJ, 101X.
All right, it's time for the punishment phase of Matt's sports bet. He
this
lost this week. Everyone in the office said it was BS that you had to do the Taco Bell wings because it's a treat. It's delicious. It's good. So now you're stuck with the cinnamon.
Can I say something to the 540 people that supported the wings. I'm sorry that this group of millennials. I'm sorry. You guys aren't even millennials, are you? Aren't you like younger than millennial? Like you're hipper and cooler.
We're millennials.
Are you? I think you're cooler than. All right. We'll do this.
Hold on. Not yet. I want to sincerely know, would you rather eat creepy listener brought wings or the cinnamon?
I mean, I would have rather had the creepy bot brought wings that were filled with butt juice because that seems.
Well, now we're going to give you the option here because these wings did arrive. I'm going to play that phone call back, and this is who brought us those wings. I'm going to play this really quick.
Hey, I got some Taco Bell wings for you.
Do you really?
Yeah, I'll be there in like 15 minutes.
Hell yeah.
Do you really have them?
Yeah.
Why do I feel scared of you right now?
So now, here we are, the choice. Are you going to eat creepy listener brought Taco Bell wings or the cinnamon? Or is Matt going to be a real radio shock jock hero and effing do both?
Gotta say, man, I gave them a whiff. They smell pretty good.
Yeah? Let me see. How do those look?
Yeah, I didn't open them, so. You can put some cinnamon on them?
He's going with the cinnamon. Oh.
And
legend. Oh, king.
Trash can's over there.
You got it, king. Legend. He's going to do it. Oh, yes. Come on. Don't puke. You got it, baby. You got this, Matt. He's got a mouthful of cinnamon.
Oh,
he's now
I had to let
eating.
It out. You got to. You got to let it
he
out.
Is eating the listener butt juice wing and doing his best not to lose it while hunched over a trash can. Matt, can you say anything? This is radio.
Not good.
I think he's okay. Oh, gross.
Oh, there we go.
Oh,
now the cinnamon's out.
That's a money shot. We don't
want
that.
That is the ultimate punishment.
So,
anyone want to try some of these wings?
Yeah, you want to get down on them wings?
You want to come grab
them? I'm sorry. That sounded like I was being mean about the wings, but it was the.
He's not okay.
I told you that the cinnamon's rough.
What?
Oh,
Brent?
No.
Where did this cinnamon? That doesn't even.
It's probably expired too, you know.
You know what? This I did find this. Just like how I found the toothpaste around the building. I don't know when.
Oh God, that is not.
I don't
pleasant.
Know. Can you see?
Spenny, did you find water anywhere?
No.
Oh,
I went to
what?
Get the wings.
Can I just say I really appreciate
some ramblers back
you
there,
guys.
Man.
Oh. You know what? You can smell the cinnamon now, but guess what? When I poop tomorrow, you'll smell the cinnamon still. Holy crap, that's not pleasant. And
no.
I don't know why people were doing that on the internet.
For clicks.
Because it's not pleasant.
To laugh at their friends.
It's not just what goes in your mouth. It goes up
in your nose.
Up your nose hole.
Will you see if there's an expiration date on that, Spinny?
Sure.
Because I did just scrounge and find that.
Where's the cap? It might be on the cap.
I forgot that I just put Rambler in my mouth, and I swished it around like regular water, and I was like, that wasn't a good move either. That went full.
I love that on the way into the radio station right now is the Austin Chronicle music editor to discuss the awards, the bands, and what she is literally listening to are two shock jocks eating
That's
cinnamon
fancy.
And wings. But, okay, now the wings.
Taco Bell wings are good. They're
legit. Good? They're officially legit. Good? Okay.
Yeah. This is not a punishment. This is a good wing.
All right.
I generally don't like a dry rub because ladies, I like a soft hand. I usually don't like a dry rub, but this is really good. And whoever, you know what? Even if you rub them across your butt crack, you did a good job because this is enjoyable and I appreciate it too.
Cinnamon update. This expired 3 months ago, by the way.
Okay, three months isn't bad.
Ain't too
That's
bad.
Not bad.
The least scary thing about what I just did was that the cinnamon, that the ground tree bark was expired. Okay, I'm gonna be okay.
Here's more from Jeff, Matt, and CJ. 101X. It's time for the Nerd Report.
I just wanted to say that I'm a nerd.
The Super Bowl odds for every playoff team are in, and baby, we're going to make some bets, and I'm going to put some cash in on this. Now, the Nerd Report's usually Legos, swords, movies, Marvel, that sort of thing. But as you all know, I'm also a big sports nerd. I run the Fantasy Football League here at 101X. I run our Super Bowl squares. And I thought it would be fun because I got a little betting site that I can put 10 on.
Right.
I thought it'd be fun if each of us pick a team. And whoever wins, I'll give them the money.
You love every aspect of athletics and sports other than participating or doing anything athletic.
Other than being athletic or I tried to run the other day and I realized I can't run anymore.
Same.
I don't know. I forgot how to run. It's very bizarre. Yeah.
It's like riding a bike, except you just got to get back on.
No, riding a bike's easy because you're sitting down the whole time, and you can just coast downhill. I'm going to read you the teams. I want you gentlemen to pick a team. And the way it works, for example, is it gives you the odds. So you have the Tennessee Titans have plus 850, which means if you bet $10, I'm going to put in 10 for each of us. The bet for 10 would be to win 95 total. And this is just to make the Super Bowl, not to win it. So here are the teams in random order.
This is just to make the Super Bowl.
Just to make the Super Bowl. Tennessee Titans, Los Angeles Rams, Dallas Cowboys, Green Bay Packers, Kansas City Chiefs, Buffalo Bills, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Arizona Cardinals, New England Patriots, Las Vegas Raiders, Philadelphia Eagles, and Pittsburgh Steelers. I will say the top team is the Green Bay Packers, which means if you bet 10, you would only win 47. The team with the worst odds to make the Super Bowl are the Pittsburgh Steelers, which means if you bet 10, you would win 670. So the worse the team, the more odds, the more you can win. So let's pick our teams.
Why don't you go first so I understand how this is done?
I'm not going to pick the Cowboys because they always disappoint. I'm just going to go with the Cincinnati Bengals for the hell of it, which means if I bet 10, I'll win 180.
Okay.
Okay? Pick a team, gentlemen.
Matt, do you want to go next or
do you
want to go last?
You want to look at the list? Would that help you?
I think I already got mine chosen anyway, so.
Yeah, I only can pick one of these?
One team.
I'll do the Green Bay Packers.
Sweet.
All right. So obviously the favorite, but Matt will win less money if they make it.
I'm going to go with the Tennessee Titans.
Okay. Tennessee Titans. There we go.
Papa's from Tennessee.
Yeah.
So
my
dad's team.
My mother-in-law is a huge Packers fan.
Yeah.
And
you can't not go for the Packers.
I mean, I can. I don't root for them every year, but when it comes down to it, she's a cancer battler, and I root for her every year because she wants to see another Packers
just
victory.
One more.
Yeah. And she's already beat the odds and beat the system, so I wanted to catch that Vic somehow. Catch that big win, that dub.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
So yesterday we talked a little bit about marijuana, weed, and how there was a ballot measure coming up here in the city that might decriminalize small possession, possession of small amounts of marijuana, right?
It'd be huge. It'd be really good for just saving taxpayer money, not giving people crap over a little bit of weed, because you can... once you get tossed in that system, it becomes very, very expensive. You can lose jobs, have trouble getting jobs, et cetera, so on and so forth.
Right. We talked about how people basically, there was a group called the Ground Game Texas. They got the ballot initiative put on the ballot. They will be voting for it in November. It also, you know, it said, hey, look, a lot of people are for it. The city council had even formally asked the police department in 2020 to halt citations and arrests for misdemeanor marijuana charges. But even though before that, with the previous chief, Acevedo, they had kind of said, okay, we're going to
backed off.
We're going to turn a blind eye really to low-level offenses. Manley kind of left his feet in both camps because he said, hey, here's the deal. The council doesn't have the authority to tell me not to enforce state law.
Yeah.
So we're still going to enforce state law, even though I think they still kind of reduced the amount. The newest police chief hasn't said anything on it. He's just kind of been chill or whatever. The police union, which you usually, you know, their job is to advocate for police officers. I think that sometimes they go
too far.
Well, I was just going to say they go against the grain usually of what the majority of the city kind of wants, because the majority of the city seems to be has a different opinion. But they say, look, we think it's bad policy to not enforce state law, but also if the majority of Austinites want it, we're not getting involved as a union, which
Damn.
Is kind of big.
Surprise.
Right. But here's the issue, and people have been bringing it up over and over again. Now, when Austin decided to decriminalize public camping, what happened? The governor stepped in and then passed ordinances statewide.
And he is known as small government Greg Abbott because
Let's stay on task here. I know you're not a big Abbott
fan.
But here's the other thing. When we decided to reduce the budget for the police officers, well, Greg Abbott stepped in and said, nope, we're going to make a law. You cannot reduce police budgets, right?
Okay.
Honestly, Greg Abbott has a long history of really battling the city that he lives in, right? He's gone to battle quite a bit because Austin is a big old hippy-dippy liberal asshole, in his opinion.
It's that disgusting blue speck in the middle of the God's greatest state.
Right. So you realize that everybody on Monday got super excited about this idea that we might decriminalize small amounts of marijuana and marijuana paraphernalia.
Yes.
In the city. It's kind of a big deal.
Yeah. And then our governor, who ran on a platform of small government, no intervention from the bigger local autonomized. Yeah. So now where are we going with this?
So they asked him. And here he goes.
Oh, man. Why'd they let that guy know?
Ready? Here.
They should have just not told him.
I wish I could do an impression of him because this is just so him. Okay. He said, one thing that I believe in, and I believe the state legislature believes in, and that is prison and jail is a place for dangerous criminals who may harm others.
Okay.
So, great. There you go. Yeah.
Cool.
But then he added,
politicking.
Small possession of marijuana is not the type of violation we want to stockpile jails with.
Okay. Woo-hoo! Go, Governor! Yeah!
So,
everyone bust your weed out.
Yeah. They went, and they also, they went and asked, running for governor, they went and asked Beto O'Rourke what his opinion was. He was too busy hitting a bong to give an opinion.
Yeah, he couldn't say anything.
Yeah. So, anyway, if it passes, it may actually get to stand here in Austin with the state kind of backing off. So, interesting. We'll keep an eye on it. I will say this.
We'll
November,
keep a very red eye on it.
November is a long way away. Long way away.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
Got a special guest in the studio. Rachel from the Austin Chronicle is here because the big music poll's out, right?
Yes.
Okay.
She agrees.
Yeah.
Good.
It is. All right. Interview over. Thank you.
Yeah. Now, it would be horrible if you asked and she's like, no, that is not happening.
That's not what I'm here for. I'm here to talk about the Hot Sauce Fest coming up next year or something like that.
That already happened. So.
Okay. Good.
We've moved on.
I'm in the right place. Well, no, I actually know about it because an email went around work the other day. One of our coworkers is nominated, Laura Slow, for Best Radio Personality.
Yes.
And one of our other coworkers is in the band Nane, which is up for, I think, Band of the Year, right? Maybe?
Yes,
There's so many categories.
Yeah, don't pepper pour. Yeah, don't do that to her. Like, hey, let us know everything in that poll head to toe.
Band of the Year is pretty much the top category. Nane is definitely in there. So.
What kind of other stuff do you have in the poll that we can vote in and look for and check out?
Yeah, so there's 51 categories, but I always say you don't have to vote in all of them to submit your answers, so don't be intimidated. And we've always got, it's a decades old tradition. We've got the classic categories like Band of the Year, Best New Act. And we always have some industry categories like Record Store and Radio DJs. And it's just really fun every year to just kind of look at the list and see what you know, see what you don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a great way to like catch up with new bands and check some people out.
Before we get into like the methodology, because I want to know like how you come up with the list. I want to know, do you still get, because there's an option to mail in your vote?
Yes.
Do y'all still get paper votes and people mail them in?
Okay. I'm holding the paper right here. Yeah. So you can, if you want, fill it out and mail it in. And it does fall on me and my music editor to count those by hand. Yeah, so it's, it's not too tedious because we don't get too many these days. But there are some people that every year, for 40 years now have sent in their music polls.
I don't doubt it. I see that as probably being like someone's just tradition to do. But that was one of the questions I really wanted to ask you, because every year when I go through it, I'm like, I wonder how many old school Austinites still rip out that page, put it in an envelope, slap a stamp on it, and send it in.
I love that we can still do that. And there's one guy that always like decorates his envelope. And, that's the cool thing about still being in print. We still have the little portion you fill out with your information.
I kind of like that because I feel like it's a connection. How long has the poll been published?
This is the 41st year.
Okay, because that's a chunk of time.
Yeah.
So the poll, I should know. I think it launched with the paper, but
It did. It did really early.
Exactly.
And people should know that it's not just a poll. The big awards ceremony happens.
Yes.
And it's during back this year. And
it's on March 8th at Emo's.
Yeah.
We haven't started selling tickets yet, but you can put that on your calendar. A lot of people come every year. And we're really excited because last year we had to do it virtually, and that was really fun.
I saw the was it Kevin Curtin
that went
and did the deliveries in person.
It was Kevin took it on. He drove around in his van and brought people their awards, and it was amazing to go to people's houses.
That was fun. I know it's kind of a bummer not to have that award show, but I just remember seeing snippets of that on social media. I think Jackie Vinson was one of the winners and did a big thing, and it made it kind of like, oh, that's cute. That's cool.
It was very cute. Jackie won a bunch of awards, and this year we are excited to have a bunch more names that haven't been on there before and see who ends up being the big winners.
And the day it will be happening sort of coincides a little bit with South by Southwest.
Yes. Yeah.
I know that it's moved a couple of times. Sometimes it used to be like at the very beginning of music South by, and then sometimes they try to separate it a little bit out to have a little bit of distance. But
it used to be kind of during, but now it's always like the week before, which is just nice.
It's kind of a nice high holiday. It's this sort of beginning. And if you're newer to town, people are always like, how do I get to be a little more like an old school Austinite or whatever. There was a time too when the population was much smaller, and this was the event.
It was a huge
deal. Old friend of mine, Margaret Mosier, was very important in it in the early days. I don't know if you ever got to meet Margaret before she passed.
No, I didn't. We were like two. Like, I came into the Chronicle right as she had left.
Yeah.
And now I have her old job because I'm the music columnist.
Right.
So, I feel like I've learned so much about her through speaking to people.
Well, she was awesome. And she was a tough cookie. You know what I mean? She could be rough with you, and she definitely should turn people on. But, I always like celebrating her because I think she's one of those people who laid down a foundation of cool here in the city. And I love the music awards. It's a fun time to go, to watch the bands. Everyone's in, like, it's a party. You know what I mean? So it's less than a, it's not just a concert. Like, you're seeing bands perform, but everybody's in a good mood.
Yeah. Margaret wanted it to be like Austin Music Prom, which is, is so beautiful. And, you know, it takes a different approach now that our city is so much bigger and the music scene is so much bigger. And streaming lets people put their music out that never play shows. And, you know, everything's so different. But I think we still try to maintain that energy.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I'm glad that you do that. People do. They can vote online. Or like you said, they can do old school if they want to.
Hey, mail it in this year. Let's put them to work.
Are you able still to see, like, the ballot stuffers? I remember before hearing about, like, there were these people and all these scams that people would try to pull, but they were always really bad at it. You would hear stories.
Put, like, all in one envelope.
Well, or that they would just put the same return address on everything, and it was like, that's not hard to figure out what you're doing, bro.
Yeah, well, that was an issue. Now you're supposed to have a name and, like, zip code that we can look at, but that was part of 3 years ago, we actually changed the nomination process. So the first round that would have already happened, you used to be able to kind of stuff an online ballot and people would get in there. But now we have what we call our nominating body, which is over 500 local music industry members.
Smart way to do it.
Can we come and hang with you in about 10 more minutes? I got some more questions I want to ask. So we're going to get into some tunes and then return with Rachel from the Austin Chronicle, where I will be asking the question I ask every year. Why didn't I get an award?
101X. Here's more Matt and CJ.
The Austin Chronicle music poll is out right now. You can vote. You can find it in the Chronicle, or you can go to austinchronicle.com and make your voice heard. We're lucky enough to have a music editor from the Chronicle in with us right now, Rachel Rasko. Rachel, you're not originally from Austin, but you've been here for a pretty good chunk of time.
Yeah, I've been here for 8 years. And I'm a staff writer. I won't claim to be an editor.
Okay, you're okay. Okay.
Close
enough. My apologies to you. But here's the deal. Because I said it, you officially you came to the city. You are getting to write for the Chronicle, which I think a lot of people who've come here for music, it's kind of one of those coveted, cool jobs.
Yeah, it's what you imagine.
I think it is. Yeah. It's crazy that I've been able to do it. Yeah, I just kind of like was into music in college, did what I wanted to do, and then became an intern at the Chronicle and kind of just fell into it, and I was like super shy and underconfident, so I really can't believe that I've stuck around as long as I have and that it's really my job.
I like that you followed. I was underconfident. Also, I can't believe that I've stuck around and they haven't fired me. I love that you haven't shed any of the super unconfidence. Always a music fan.
Yeah. I'm from San Antonio, and you know, my earliest memories of Austin are coming up here as soon as I got my driver's license, go to Mohawk and Fun Fest.
Go see shows,
begging my parents to let me come. I mean, now more towards Stop in San Antonio, but I think when I was in high school, you still had to come up here a lot. So
a lot during high school?
Yeah. So that was my introduction to Austin. I like only knew where like Mohawk, Barton Springs, and the Taco Cabana that used to be by Barton Springs.
Really, you just knew two locations all together, but I like it. You turned it into something. You came here for school, you graduate, and so that was your path, was to go intern, and then, I mean, I think it's a good lesson to a lot of people.
So many people here have done it.
You just made sure to make yourself known and be in the way till it turned into something.
Yeah, I mean, I would really have to thank music editor Raul Hernandez, who just this year...
Retired recently, right?
Yeah, he's a... journalism professor at UT now, so he's been doing that for a couple years, but now he's doing it full time, and he's brought a ton of great music writers to the Chronicle through that kind of
created
pathway.
A channel.
That's cool to do. He definitely is the one that kind of like took me under his wing, brought me on, and
when you go to a show, do you have to stand in the back with a pencil and a steno pad and take notes about the band?
That is kind of something he taught me. He was like, you should take notes on paper, and it does make you feel like a detective and that you're telling everyone that you're judging them, but I think it is a little more organic. And I like it because if it's dark, no one can read what you're saying, but if you're typing on your phone...
They can see the screen.
Yeah, I'm always worried they're reading everything that I'm writing, but I kind of miss that franticness just because we're back to reviewing shows now. But in the past year, I've done that so much less than
before. What makes good music journalism? What makes it compelling? What makes us want to read about music?
This is something I was talking about Raul, because he just retired kind of in the fall and we got to do some exit interviews with him. And I think we were both just thinking about, I think it's really just being in touch with your feelings and being able to, you know, perceive the way the music is making you feel, but then be informed by all those other things, like its relevance in the community and, you know, the story behind it. And, yeah, just kind of bringing all that together.
Now, go ahead.
I was going to say, in radio, we get this a lot. How often are people handing you CDs, tapes, USBs, business cards with links? Like, do you get just peppered constantly? And how? What is your process for funneling down the music and what shows you're going to see and what you're going to recommend and whatnot?
Yeah, I mean, I don't get handed as much stuff anymore. Bands do give me stuff. I usually try to give it back to them if it's vinyl and be like, sell this and make money because
yeah, keep
I,
this.
We're you know, all in this together.
I love vinyl, but I don't really review off of it, you know, like yeah. playing it over and over. So I'm fine to keep it eco-friendly and take submissions virtually.
Via email. Yeah. We did a broadcast at the Mohawk last week and the door guy comes up and he's like, some a-hole wanted me to give you this and slams it down. And it was like a USB with music on it, I guess. Some dude trying to get his band discovered, which you get so much of here.
Gotta respect the hustle in the game. Have you at any point written something that you later changed your mind about after it was published?
You know, I'm so busy at the Chronicle that I feel like I try to just like move on, and I do go back and read things that I'm like, geez, why did I say that? But
or has it been like something like a band that you were like, this is not for me, this is not a good album, and then you return to it later and you're like, I was really wrong. This album actually slaps.
The one that makes me laugh, I was thinking about it, ACL. I remember when I just started at the Chronicle, Raul, his editor, forwarded me, I think it was Phoebe Bridgers' first album because she was coming to town. It was like, you know, she's moderately popular, but not really yet. And I was like, he was like, do you think we need to like recommend this show? And I was like, nah, this music is so boring. We don't need to recommend this. And I was thinking about that, watching her on the big stage at ACL this year. I was like, my read was way off.
Also, I'm thinking of my 11-year-old daughter who would cry if she heard you say that.
Right?
Oh, sure. No. Hey, I think we're all have been in that same and similar position. Well, you can actually get your opinion out there. You can make your voice heard. And I think that's the most important thing is having that community activity, that community interaction with the music poll. It helps.
It's also a good way to straight up just discover new music.
Great way.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can pay a lot of lip service to, hey, it's a music town, I support the music scene. But going to 3 or 4 shows a year where you talk loudly in the back with the cute person that you just met is not the fully supporting your lending your support to the scene. Go check out bands. There really is a fantastic, vibrant, cool scene that's been through a lot in the last 2 years here in the city. I know you probably had to limit all your shows that you were going to for a while, Rachel, and move on to, you know, reviewing a lot more streams.
Yeah. We definitely got sick of watching live streams at a point last year. And just so much, you know, I do a lot of music news. So just a lot of stories about COVID restrictions changing, how COVID's impacting people. And it was very deja vu calling people about that a week ago. Talking about Omicron. I was like, we have to do this again. But yeah, I'm so excited that the poll's out there. And I would say you have until January 31st. At midnight to go vote.
To get your vote in, whether you mail it or do it online. Thanks for hanging with us. Will you pop by again, keep us updated on all things music?
Yes, of course.
Okay, cool.
Thank you so much.
We want to look really cool in front of Matt's daughter.
Yeah, exactly. Remember, AustinChronicle.com. Get your votes in. Do it.
101X. Matt and CJ.
Terrible news, my friends. It looks like there's an LSD shortage.
Stuck in a container ship off the coast of San Diego. You know,
we get our best LSD from the Indian Ocean area, No, it's because an element used to make LSD is hard to find. It's very rare. I'll tell you more about
Unicorn farts?
Yeah. I'll tell you more about that coming up in a minute. But first, I just also want to say to whatever listener dropped off a baggie of LSD for me several months ago, I'm out of that, so you know I can always use some more. I mean, you ate listener brought Taco Bell wings, dude. I've eaten listener brought acid.
Have you really?
We're not the same.
Yeah, we're not, dude.
Yeah, I also have like an 8-hour Ring video of my backyard of me just laying on the concrete with my dogs rolling around. It was
okay. Well, I have a video of me trying to wrangle 2 young kids on a Saturday morning, and I'll tell you, I'd rather do what you did, but I'll trade at any point if you want to.
Okay. LSD used to be around everywhere, especially in the 60s, as we all know.
Thank you. Thank you for the information, CJ. LSD used to be the thing.
It used to be a pretty dang cool thing. But there is an element in LSD, a something alkaloid.
You sound like me trying to do a book report on a book I didn't read in fifth grade, dude.
I literally
just shuffling
am.
Through your note cards.
Oh, yeah. There's an element.
There was a girl named Anne. She lived in a. She wrote a diary. She was in an attic. She went up there to put away some Christmas decorations, I think, or something. Yeah. Got lost up there. Anyway, read it. Great book.
Okay. It's an ergot alkaloid, which is one of the key ingredients, and it's almost impossible to get. You can't make LSD without it. And the reason people just can't, anybody can't make LSD is because you need to have the right chemicals. You really need to know the chemistry, and it's something that can be really dangerous if you get it wrong.
Yeah. Now, isn't ergot something that grows like a fungus on corn or something?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
They blame ergot on some of the famous... witch hunts back in the day because it'll grow on certain crops. They eat them, you start tripping balls, you don't know what's happening.
They think a lot of stuff that happened with the Salem witch trials and stuff when they said, you know, people would suddenly come down and they'd say, have hallucinations, feel weird, and then they would, not understanding, would say, somebody put a spell on me.
Yeah.
Cool, man.
And then usually they blamed whoever had a mole on their face. It was not that scientific.
There was even a famous documented case of this happening in France of a massive ergot outbreak where it caused mass hysteria, paranoia, and all kinds of craziness.
Have you ever read about the scientist who first distilled LSD?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We read about it in college in one of these classes, and he took a heroic dose of LSD.
As they say.
Thank you.
Accidentally.
Thank you, sir.
Then he, as you called it, tripped balls. Here's to me what's amazing is... he didn't know what he had taken. So it wasn't like he was like, hey, man, I'm going to a fish show. It's going to be awesome. He just was riding his bike home in Switzerland and was like, oh, my God, the world is ending.
It's so colorful.
But then what blows my mind is because he was a true scientist and wanted to research and find out more about life, he came back the next day and was like, that thing that almost killed me?
Let's do it again!
Amen.
Yeah, you always got to start out low on your hallucinogenics, man. Don't do the heroic first. That was... what fascinates me about that is afterwards, the government started using it. It became popular because the United States government thought it was a truth serum that they could use to influence people or find out undercover Russian agents. And there were so many experiments they did. I forget the name of this one, but basically they would use prostitutes or fake prostitutes to lure Johns into a dormitory-style hotel room where everything was monitored and then give these dudes different amounts of LSD.
Nice.
And our government was paying to study this stuff.
Government would never do that.
The stuff that our FBI and CIA did in the 60s is absolutely mind-blowing, fascinating, and one of them was a lot of LSD.
They had a psychic. Like, they were trying to look for psychics and stuff, too, right, back then? In that general area?
They were trying
just
to learn.
Crazy.
And it turns out just everybody was just as... our good friend CJ put it, tripping balls.
Tripping balls.
Matt and CJ, 101X.
Are we one step closer to going...
to the edge and about to break?
To going from the Terminator being fat... gosh, I don't know where I am. What was I saying? You threw me off, dude.
This is the segment Weird or Wired, where we look at technology and find out if it's weird or wired or if it's terrible,
right,
like a Linkin Park
are
album.
Are we one step closer to finding out that Terminator is actually going from fiction to fact? And CES is this big consumer electronics show. I was reading all, and I kept seeing this thing, Amica, come up. Amica. And the whole thing was they were talking about this AI robot and saying it's blowing our minds. This
thing
is so advanced that it's right on the cusp of us not even being able to tell the difference between a human being and a robot. So I went and I was waiting for a video to come out so I could see it. I want to show you guys the video. Amica, for some reason, the robots are always female, and that's because
Yes.
Dudes are making them.
Dudes are horny, okay? Yeah. And so are you ready to listen to her here? Let's hear a little bit of her story.
This is what developers at the UK's Engineered Arts call Amica. And she recently, well, attended the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. At the annual event, she not only showed off her advanced facial expressions and gestures, which give her a lifelike quality ahead of the automaton curve, but also her groundbreaking AI, which actually allowed her to interact with other attendees in a way that has perhaps never been done the show before.
Are you happy to be here?
I am not happy. I do not experience emotion, but I can look happy.
Is she my fiance?
So human.
It's so
sound happy.
Bad.
Amica has at least 17 motors in her head alone, controlling gestures and facial expressions. But she has something else in her head as well. Advanced machine learning AI with a twist.
The system is a hybrid system. We have some AI, but there is a human talking and listening through the robot.
No, I'm just going to let you know, ladies and gentlemen, I went and I spent the time to look at this. Look, this is like watching the Hall of Presidents in Disneyland or something. I read all the stuff and I thought, oh my God, I'm going to see this thing and I'm going to think I'm looking at a human. It's so bad. It's bad.
Just, how did they deceive us like
animatronic
that?
Animatronic puppet.
Because I think people want it so badly to be the future that all of these dweebs and nerds at this electronic show were like, yeah, man. Or maybe it's what we really thought. They just guys were like, yeah, I'd do that thing. Yeah. I'd rub my stuff on that. And that's cool.
That was my first thought.
Yeah. But also, guys think that about, you know...
The fridge sometimes.
Yeah.
The couch.
So
anything.
It's like, why not just call
bag
that
of peanut butter?
Yeah. Just call that. Anyway, I always try to judge these things as weird or wired. This is weird. And frankly,
they're lying to us. It's fake.
Also, change the name to Wired or Dumb and Fake because it's simply not Wired. It's not cool. Somebody's wasting money. Some horny scientist needs an OnlyFans account.
Here's more from Matt and CJ. 101X.
Bob Saget passed this week. We've been talking about it a little bit. America's Dad, a bizarre, hilarious, crazy comedian. And I've seen so many tributes of people that worked with him that were like, he was the coolest dude. He was the nicest guy to be around. He was just awesome.
Did you see the 4-minute Jimmy Kimmel piece that he did on Bob Saget?
No, I did not.
Jimmy Kimmel, it's on the internet. You can check it out. Just search for it. And Jimmy Kimmel breaks down in tears a couple of times. I mean, just really heartfelt. Very nice.
It seemed like everyone loved him, and it was such a shock that he passed. Like, everyone's like, wait, what? He was on the middle of a tour. He was doing fine. I just talked to him. But I found a video that endears me to him. You're going to hate it because you're going to think it's staged. You're going to think it's fake because it comes from two Australian internet comedians who are doing a prank show.
Okay.
And what they're doing is they're going around to celebrities' houses and knocking on their thing. And this is when they get to Bob Saget's.
Hi, we're just wondering if Bob Saget's there. We're from Australia, and we're just sort of starting a gang. We need someone like a celebrity to be part of the gang. Is he around?
Look, I don't know how you got this address, but no thanks, okay?
Is that Bob Saget?
They're kind of talking with him. They're harassing him.
We should say they're at his gate in a Hollywood home.
Yes.
And they're using the call box.
Yeah, and he said we should probably be calling the cops, and then all of a sudden, Bob Saget decides to come out and talk to him.
Hey, Bob.
What is this?
Let me see. You're not on crack or nothing, right?
I'll do a sobriety test right here.
You're not gonna like beat me and film it. I'll let you in.
Can we make this our gang headquarters? This is great.
So Bob Saget has opened the gate to his house
to two.
Australian prankers, and what they're doing is they've been going to the gates of these different celebrities and saying, hey, we're in a gang, will you join our gang? And that just doing a bizarre thing, and now Bob Saget's opened his gate.
Hey, can we get one of our cameras?
I feel safer if he's here. Okay. All right, well, what do I do to join? I'd join a gang in one of my wife. I'm incredibly lonely.
Why not? The lamest scout troop in the world.
If you could just look down the camera and say, right. Hi, I'm Bob Saget, and I'm the leader of the Gangaroos.
Hey, yo, look, this is Bob Saget, and I'm the badass leader of the Gangaroos. You better watch your f***ing mouth.
I don't know if that's staged or set up, but it's just so endearing.
You want me to hate it, but I don't. I like it.
Okay, good, good. Because I saw that, and I was like, man, I can't tell how staged this is or isn't, but I just loved it. It's endearing, and even though these are internet comedian pranksters, I can listen to Australians talk all day long.
Well, that's a different word, but I look, a lot of you know, I'm old, I'm a curmudgeon, a lot of stuff just makes me angry, and I am skeptical of everything out there, but that was entertaining. And another important element, young people, as you're learning to create your own vibe on the internet or develop a YouTube channel or presence, remember this: they didn't have a bunch of extra stuff that we didn't need in there. You know what I mean?
No.
That was quick. It was to,
right
the, point.
To the point.
It gave me a couple of laughs and I'm out. That's it. That's it. One bit. That's all I needed.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
It's now been an hour plus 2 hours since someone brought us some Taco Bell wings. That's right. They have wings. And we ate them. And I'm not seeing any tracers or like vibrant colors. Are you?
No, and we should say the reason we were even concerned is we were trying to find Taco Bell wings because I had to eat them. We thought it would be the punishment. It was the punishment that the listeners voted on.
They chose it.
They wanted me to eat the Taco Bell wings thinking it would be a punishment. Turns out they're pretty darn good. Don't go looking for them, though, because we couldn't find them anywhere. A listener was in Kyle, found them,
just
brought them to us.
Just happened to be driving, yeah.
But he sounded a tiny bit frightening on the phone. Like, he had a little bit of an evil laugh where I thought,
At the end of the call, he goes,
yeah, I was like, oh, I think he's dosed these, and we're going to really lose our minds later. But all I do, the only feeling I have right now is a satisfied belly.
Oh, yeah. Those are pretty good. My stomach's not upset. I'm not feeling weird. We also, I should say, with this punishment Matt had to do today, which is part of our sports bet bit and our whole Plinko punishment board, we got that on video at Just Matt and CJ or 101x.com. Matt, you didn't just eat the chicken. You stuffed cinnamon in your mouth and then ate the chicken.
I did a tablespoon of cinnamon for the cinnamon challenge. And then, and I will say,
how did you not
unpleasant.
Throw up? Because I
started just spitting it out. Like, okay, after a while, once my eyes started watering and it got up in my nose and all that, I think also I knew that you were filming me and I just didn't want to
throw up on camera.
Well,
it's not a good
Spenny
look.
Was kind enough. He couldn't find the Taco Bell wings anyway, but because he went to a couple of Taco Bells. But he did bring us some tacos, which I stuffed into my gullet beforehand.
Really?
And then I just started imagining the taco coming up on a live stream. And I was like,
we had coworkers in here.
You also brought in
a bunch of nice, good-looking young people.
You brought in all the cute, fun coworkers. What, you didn't bring in like guys from the engineering department?
No.
So I didn't appreciate that, by the way.
I'm sorry, but we'll have more coming up later on the week, later in the show.
That's
listen
right.
to the podcast. And
Sports Bet always happens in the 4 o'clock hour on Fridays and Mondays and Tuesdays if you ever want to check it out. And other than that, we'll see everybody tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll be back tomorrow. We do have some special guests coming in this week that are actually going to bring good food to try. I figured we deserved it. We earned it after today.
Can't believe you got Mr. Slim Jim to come here.
Matt and CJ. Afternoons 3 to 6, 101X.